This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to raise the age to buy a gun in Colorado has its first hearing at the state capitol today. The measure to raise the age limit to 21 comes with two other gun bills. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Another measure would expand who can ask a court to temporarily remove someone's firearms if they are a danger to themselves or others. And a different bill would make it easier to sue companies that make and market firearms. Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg says no one thing will solve all gun violence.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't keep moving forward with policies that do create safer communities. The whole point is to have stacks of policies that collectively create safer environments.
All three bills are expected to clear the Democratic-controlled committee and head to the full Senate later this week. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In the U.S. Senate, Colorado's Michael Bennett is part of a bipartisan group supporting a bill that takes on technology threats from foreign adversaries. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The Restrict Act would authorize the Commerce Secretary to mitigate foreign threats to information and communications technology. Bennett and others noted that while TikTok is the concern right now, the threat has gone back years, ranging from Russia's Kaspersky antivirus software to Huawei's 5G system.
TikTok's only the latest example, but we know it's not going to be the last. And we need Congress to move beyond the whack-a-mole solution that we have been focused on and have a more strategic approach.
Lawmakers have introduced several bills recently to deal with the national security concerns over TikTok. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The NBA is looking into an incident in Metro Denver. Ja Morant with the Memphis basketball team was seen on social media apparently holding a gun inside a nightclub in Glendale. This was just after his team lost to the Denver Nuggets last Friday. Morant has not played since then. Metro Denver has a cloudy day, highs near 40. It should be sunny and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.